Good morning, I'm Tom Snape. On today's edition of the Daily Pod, we're going to take a final look back at the top 10 local news stories of 2023. Number 10, Honda celebrates 15 years in Greensburg. 15 years of production at Honda's Indiana Auto Plant in Greensburg was celebrated in October. Festivities included an open house, tours of the facility, and a recreation of the Honda H photo that was taken on the Decatur County Courthouse lawn when the community was lobbying the automaker to choose the Tree City as the location for the new plant. A handful of associates have worked at the facility since day one, including plant co-lead and Decatur County native Roxanna Metz. Number 9, Batesville Skate Park opens. A project several years in the making was celebrated in April when the City of Batesville and the Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce held a grand opening and ribbon cutting for the Batesville Skate Park and Outdoor Adventure. Dr. Amy Carpenter was the driving force behind making the facility at Pullman Avenue and Delaware Road a reality. A number of donors, government entities, and the community stepped up and backed the project. Number 8, local county commissioner passes away. It is a sad and rare occasion when a public official dies in office. And that's what happened in the spring when Decatur County Commissioner Chuck Emsweller passed away at the age of 67. Emsweller was reelected to the District 1 seat in November 2020 and served more than 20 years in state and local government. Tony Blodgett was eventually chosen at a Republican Party caucus to fill the vacancy. Number 7, Batesville and Greensburg municipal elections. The list of candidates with opposition in the Batesville and Greensburg municipal elections in November was extremely light. In May, four Republican candidates were vying for three newly created Greensburg City Council at-large seats, and when the dust settled, Vieta McKenzie, Mark Carmen, and Daryl Tressler moved on. In fact, all of the candidates for mayor, clerk, treasurer, and council were all Republicans and unopposed in the fall. Carmen, Tressler, and Dr. Rodney King are city council newcomers. In Batesville, the only race with opposition was in Council District 1. Democrat incumbent Derek Cox kept his seat by a 51% to 49% vote over Republican challenger Jerry Ertl. After Mike Bettis decided not to run for a third term as mayor, Council President John Eargang ran for the post and was elected. Other than Cox, everyone in Batesville City offices are Republicans. The lone newcomer to Council is Doug Stock in District 2. He ran for the seat after Tracy Rolfing decided not to go again after two terms. Number 6, semi-driver injured by thrown rock on interstate. FedEx semi-driver Travis Hampton was westbound on I-74 near St. Paul on an early Sunday morning in April when a rock came through his windshield and struck him in the head. His 9-year-old daughter, Shalon Sharp, was riding with him and was awakened by the crash. She called 911 after the semi veered into the median. Investigators determined it was an intentional act, and the Decatur County Sheriff's Office fielded a number of tips from the public. Eventually, a 16-year-old male was identified as the suspect and was detained. Hampton was left semi-conscious and was flown to an Indianapolis hospital for treatment. He continues his recovery, but is thankful his daughter was with him that morning. As for Shalon, less than a month after the incident, she was presented a 911 Hero Award by Decatur County Communications for calling dispatch and assisting first responders by providing detailed information, which helped save her father's life. We'll count down numbers 5 through 1 as we continue our look back at the top 10 local news stories of 2023 right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back. We now continue our look back at the top 10 local news stories of 2023. Number 5, fewer patrols by Ripley County Sheriff's deputies. Sheriff Rob Bradley informed Ripley County residents in March that they would see fewer deputies on patrol and accused county leaders of failing to address salary issues. He said his office faced a staffing crisis due to a wide disparity in salaries compared to surrounding law enforcement agencies. Ripley County Council members responded with a written statement indicating they had been working on raises for all county employees since the previous summer. Deputies will receive a 5% pay increase along with other county employees starting in January. Number 4, Link 101 Battle. Public comments were taken this year on the proposed Link 101 project, a planned State Road 101 connection between US 50 and Markland Dam. However, a number of people spoke out against the project. The group Stop Link 101 formed and mobilized opposition against the project, including a rally in Aurora in September. Opponents say the extension would create more traffic, destroy farms and woodland, and tax dollars would go toward building new roads when the existing ones need repair. Supporters say the corridor project has the potential to reduce wear and tear on county roads, as well as lower traffic on hilly and winding country roads. As a result of the considerable amount of comments, the Link 101 team is taking more time to develop additional preliminary alternatives. Number 3, lawmaker resignations and retirement. This year was one of upheaval when it came to state lawmakers in our area. State Representative Randy Fry announced his retirement this summer after 13 years of representing House District 67, citing health issues. North Vernon attorney Alex Zimmerman was elected to replace Fry at a Republican Party caucus held in July in Versailles. State Senator Chip Perfect resigned this fall due to growing pressures of balancing his state House duties with business, personal, and family obligations. He represented Senate District 43 for nearly 9 years. Randy Maxwell was chosen to fill the vacancy at a GOP caucus in October. And State Representative Randy Linus announced last week that he will retire at the end of his current term after representing House District 68 for 8 years. Number 2, Decatur County Food and Beverage Tax. Decatur County Council last month postponed a vote until January on the proposed food and beverage tax that would be used to fund construction of an aquatic center. The vote was put on hold to allow further information to be gathered. Revenue generated by the proposed 1% tax on commercially prepared food and beverages would help fund the construction of an aquatic center on the site of Allen Memorial Pool, which is aging and in deteriorating condition. An overwhelming number of people spoke out against the project at a special meeting in November, saying, among other things, that they pay enough taxes and shouldn't have to pay for a luxury. Giving the community an attraction and a place for the kids to go in the summer were among the reasons those in favor voiced support for the tax. Number 1, Ripley County Solar Ordinance. Ripley County Commissioners this month voted unanimously to codify the proposed solar ordinance that they sent back to the Area Plan Commission with additional amendments likely needed. They also extended the moratorium on solar installation applications. All three commissioners support going with state setbacks, while others say more stringent setbacks should be in the ordinance. The issue first garnered attention back in May when property owners south of Batesville voiced concerns about solar farms sprouting near their residents and properties. The debate will continue into the new year. There you have it, the top 10 local news stories of 2023. I'm Tom Snape.